The following is an unedited episode of The Bobby Blackwell Show, presented for historical archival purposes only. New episodes can be heard live on the Voice of Geeks Network at vognetwork.com on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And they sound a lot like this, complete with dead air and technical glitches.
You can now play games on YouTube as cloud gaming finally going mainstream. Plus, Infinity Ward says you can't cheat to advance your online multiplayer rank, and people are upset. Tonight is October 23rd, 2011, and the Bobby Blackwell Show, featuring your calls and chat comments, is up next. So you would say, even if... Okay, I'll let you go. You talk. Wow, what happened to your voice? Thank you, Skype. So video games, that's what the show is about.
This is Edwin Akeriper from Sweden.
And what's with all the Halo hate, Bob? You've been hating on Halo a lot lately.
I just don't like shooters. I'm not saying it's a bad game, I just don't like it. Billy O.K. says he can't be seen in public playing games that aren't hardcore, what would people say? And What Up G and Chad is once again talking about wrestling. That's why, it's not because they hate the fans, it's more because they have to start from scratch.
Hogwash, later.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, Bobby Blackwolf.
Take two on the intro there. My HDMI cable is failing. Sitting here trying to read the intro, and my screen goes blank. And then it comes back on, and I didn't memorize the intro. Anyway, hello everybody! Welcome to yet another edition of the Bobby Blackwell Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as sometimes reminisce about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwell. If you're joining us live here on All Games Radio, welcome. Head on over to our chat room, chat.allgames.com. That's where I'll be reading intelligent comments from chat throughout the night. And a little bit later on, I'm going to be opening up our Skype line and our toll-free number for you to call in. Our Skype line is Bobby Blackwell Show, all one word, or you can call us toll-free in North America, 1-888-36-GAME-1, or you can email me from my website, bobbyblackwolf.com. There is a form that you can use there, and that would be great. Breakman in chat says, gamers are upset. If not for whiny gamers, what would Bobby have to talk about every week? That is true. That is true. And I just got to say, because... I don't see what the problem is about this. I wanted to point out that, you know, when I go to the zoo, and there's one exhibit I really enjoy seeing, especially here at Zoo Atlanta, because they're my favorite wild animal, and that's the great panda. And games would be much more awesome with pandas. That's why I have such a love for the Tekken series, because you could be a giant panda beating up on people, and that is just awesome. Like, that's right there with monkeys for me. You know, monkeys make anything better. So do pandas. And I wish that more games would incorporate pandas into them. I wonder if Havoc978 agrees with me. That's right. We're talking about a game that just announced pandas, because they have done so many things that are dark and foreboding, and they tried to do something lighthearted, and everybody kind of is like, is this April Fool's? It's an April Fool's joke. It's World of Warcraft, a game that I have never played still to this day. A game I have never played. Not sure if that's going to change, but they announced their new expansion as a new playable race of Jack Blacks. Kung Fu Pandas. You can even be a monk. And it's more lighthearted. And they announced that at BlizzCon, the convention where everybody goes just to talk about one company's games. Three games. That's all they have. Or three series. Warcraft, Diablo, and StarCraft. Because I don't know. Actually, I do want to ask this of Havoc978. Did they have Rock and Roll Racing or The Lost Vikings anywhere at BlizzCon? Anywhere. Tiger Claw says yes. It's true. Pandas make the world a better place. But not only are they announcing this new, wonderful, playable race where you can go around looking like pandas, which apparently some people are upset about. They wanted more dark and foreboding stuff. And it's a lighthearted expansion to World of Warcraft that they announced this weekend at the convention of three games that sold out in like 20 minutes. They also announced that you can get Diablo 3 for free. That's right. Game Informer reports that if you want Diablo 3 for free when it launches, three free, yes, all you have to do is sign up for Blizzard's newly announced World of Warcraft Annual Pass. The pass is a 12-month subscription to World of Warcraft that can be billed monthly or all at once. According to Blizzard CEO Mike Morhaime, I think that's how you pronounce it. Obviously, I did not watch any of the streams of BlizzCon, or I would have known how to pronounce his name. Quote, this is the full digital version of the game, not a trial or limited edition. Unquote. And the annual pass also gives you guaranteed access into the next World of Warcraft expansion beta and an exclusive in-game mount called Tyrael's Charger based off of Diablo 3. This annual pass is available now. So if you want Diablo 3 for free, you have to pay about three times as much as you would if you just waited and bought Diablo 3 at retail. Nice try, though. I do like the way that they phrased it and how Game Informer even spun it, is you get Diablo 3 for free when you're actually paying more. But, I mean, this is kind of like a service contract. Is basically, they're taking the model that cable companies and or cell phone companies, really, is, you know, where, you know, you agree that you're going to have a contract with them for, you know, like with cell phone companies, 2 years, and then you get a really cheaply subsidized phone. You know, the iPhones are like $500, $600, but if you get a 2-year contract, you can get them for $100. They're kind of doing the same thing. You know, you're paying a year and you're agreeing to a year contract to World of Warcraft, and they're going to throw in Diablo 3 for free when it's not really free. So if all you care about is Diablo 3, don't get suckered into getting its annual pass, because it's cheaper just to get Diablo 3 when it's out. Hitstun says, this is just like PlayStation Plus. At least this gives you a full game. And I think, I haven't read anything where this is like PlayStation Plus, where you do not get to play the game after you end your subscription. I don't think that's part of this. With PlayStation Plus, you don't get to keep anything that you download from PlayStation Plus. If I let my PlayStation Plus membership lapse in December, which is apparently a year from when I started, I guess they've added several months, then any of those games I downloaded, be it PS1 Classics, PlayStation Minis, I cannot use those anymore. I can delete them from my hard drive because I cannot access them. And you can't go back and get them again, so you got to kind of keep them on your hard drive for it to work. So I don't think this is like that. Maybe somebody more knowledgeable than me on the subject can correct me on this later. But it is, that's interesting, you know. And they're trying to get people to get into this annual pass now. I wonder if they're scared about, you know, Star Wars: The Old Republic coming out, where, you know, they're trying to lock people in for a year before they all jump ship and cancel their subscriptions to go play the new Star Wars MMO. Jim Sally says, if I pay for WoW for a year, I get Diablo for free, because if I'm paying for it anyway, why not get Diablo free while I'm at it? And I think that's what they're trying to lock you into, a year. So instead of being able to say, oh, I'm going to cancel WoW in 2 months, now you can't cancel for a year. So that's what it is. It's like a cell phone contract. And Kaijudo says, not only are they making you pay three times more for Diablo 3, everyone forgets they haven't even said when it'll be out. I think they're in the home stretch, though. So I think it will be out, and I would wager to guess it's going to be out in the next year, in the next calendar year. I also have heard that they are looking, they've got a console team together to actually bring it to consoles as well. You would not be able to get that through the annual pass. Blender says, I think you can keep them now, keep your games now as a Plus member. Not as from what I've seen, because whenever I download something, it shows, it shows me a little pop-up box saying, once you cancel, you get nothing. You can't use them anymore. Locked out. Breakman asks, can Blizzard do automatic withdrawals from our paychecks, like child payments? I don't think they can garnish your wages yet. Yet. Maybe there's an early termination fee. Early Blizzard termination fee. So, pandas coming to World of Warcraft, probably not in the next year. The expansion is called Mists of Pandaria, and yes, they all do look like Jack Black in Kung Fu Panda. because they even added the monk class. So you really do have Kung Fu Pandas now in your WoW. I heard you like them. And you can pay three times as much for Diablo 3 if you are so inclined. So the other story, I have not been able to play around with this because I just read about it today and I have not been able to play around with this because I don't have Java installed on this computer for whatever reason. But Edge reports that a demo of FIFA 12 soccer or football, if you're everywhere but America, is now available to play through YouTube with no download, powered by Gaikai. Only available in the U.S. at the moment. The news was tweeted by CEO David Perry earlier today. Gaikai is a cloud gaming service much like OnLive, but they feel that they have a lot more that they can offer rather than OnLive. So you click the demo banner on the game's YouTube page, will launch a new window in which the game runs. The game uses standard mouse and keyboard controls as well as controllers. This is the first time a full 3D game has been available on YouTube and could have profound consequences for developers who will be able to get their games out to very wide audiences quickly. Now, it needs Java. That's why I haven't been able to. It's not a Flash thing. It actually loads up. You have to have Java, and I don't know if it actually installs a plugin or something. So I haven't been able to actually try it out. I went to the page. It said you need Java installed, and I said, yeah, not now. I wonder if anybody's actually tried this. And, you know, hey, not having to download the OnLive client and just being able to launch the games from YouTube, that could be, you know, that this could be the next cloud gaming thing. This could be the cloud gaming that actually takes off because it's more accessible. You don't have to download something to your computer, even though the OnLive launcher is a small download. It's got more visibility. Dark Tetsuya says, I tried to get this to run just to see how it was, but my connection was not fast enough. Yeah, you do need to have a beefy connection. And, you know, hey, you got to worry about your bandwidth limits as well. Because basically what it does is it sends your controller inputs over to the computer somewhere else, somewhere in the cloud, and then it sends you the video. And it's, you know, very low latency. If you have a high ping, it's not going to work as well, especially for action games where, you know, you kind of need to be able to hit the button and then have it work. But you can actually try this now by going to YouTube and going to FIFA 2012. SG says it's going to become GameTube. Now you don't need to do Let's Play marathons on YouTube. You could just play the game on YouTube. Awesome. One of the other games that's on live is Batman Arkham Asylum, and a game that came out this past week that everybody except me has been playing, apparently, is Batman Arkham City. And I have not been able to pick it up and play it. I've got some family things going on, so my, you know, purchasing of new gaming equipment is kind of on the back burner for right now. But Eurogamer reports that some copies of Batman Arkham City are shipping without the promised code to redeem the game's Catwoman DLC. So the Catwoman DLC, this is kind of interesting. You know how we've got all these games that have you know, the online pass where, you know, if you buy the game new, you get the you can unlock the multiplayer content. Well, Batman Arkham City doesn't have multiplayer content, so how can they make their money from the used market if they don't have multiplayer content? And they decided what they're going to do is they're going to offer DLC, which I don't know if this DLC is on the disc or not. It could be if it's a 108K download, it's on the disc. But in order to unlock this DLC, there's a code behind the manual, usually, that you put in. And this unlocks the Catwoman single-player DLC. It's a, like, I guess it's a different storyline, or it's a parallel storyline to the main game. So it's a part of the single-player game that is probably, I don't know if it's shipped on the disc or not. I'm going to wait in chat, see if anybody says how big the download is. But it's a single-player portion of the game that you have to get. And apparently, kind of like with the OnLive codes in Deus Ex, some of these codes are not actually appearing, so you have to pay $10 to get this DLC, even if you bought the game new. Gamers in North America have been complaining about missing codes since the game launched earlier this week. However, it seems the issue is affecting UK customers, too. This is from Eurogamer, so it's European-centric. Earlier today, an employee of a game store out in the UK tweeted that his copy, purchased through GameStop UK, was missing the DLC code. When contacted for comment by Eurogamer, the Evil G's UK division declined to comment, saying that it was working closely with publisher Warner Brothers Interactive to rectify any issues. Similarly, Warner has not commented on problems with UK copies ahead of its official release, but it did issue the following statement earlier that day regarding problems in the U.S. and Canada. So they say, quote, "Since Tuesday's incredibly successful launch of Batman Arkham City in North America, our customer support team has received a very small number of calls and emails, less than 0.5% of total units sold, regarding Catwoman codes either being invalid or not included in the game packaging. While the number of affected versions is very small, WB Games apologizes for any inconvenience that is caused, and we are committed to getting these issues resolved as quickly as possible. All who are experiencing any issues with the game are requested to contact WB Games Customer Service Department by calling area code 410-568-3680, emailing support at 90bgames@wbgames.com or visiting community.batmanarkhamcity.com/support. All matters will be handled promptly," unquote. There are some that probably are misprints. I've had that happen where, you know, especially it was like in a Blu-ray. It had a code for to link. It's Tron Legacy, and if you have like an iPad or a laptop even, it's got like this little second screen program, but you have to have this 12-number code in order to link it to your iPad app or to your PC, what you download to your PC. And unfortunately, the code that I got only had 11 characters in it, so it was invalid. So I had to call them and I had to call Disney on DVD or whatever and get the 12-digit code so I could play around with that. So that's not uncommon, but you know, sometimes packing errors and stuff, and it's just, now we're getting into the point where it's single-player content that I'm guessing is on the disc. Oh, okay. It's not on the disc. Blender says it's a 200 megabyte download. So it's not on the disc. But still, like, you know, I don't know. I think that's going a little bit too much. I mean, and I kind of understand just a tiny bit about the online servers and stuff, but doing the $10 for the used for single player content, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, some people can chalk it up to, you know, hey, it's, you know, you're paying regular price for something that usually is a special edition version. I don't know. Derek H. asks, isn't 0.5% like 2,000 people? Sounds like a lot since most people don't call, which that's kind of my reaction to that. If it's 0.5% and it sold amazingly well, that's a lot of people. It's not a lot of people compared to how many people bought the game, but it's still a lot of people. And there are people that probably are missing the code that don't have any desire to have it. So, I don't know. But it is a lot of people, especially considering how much it sold. That's actually a high number. Xenocore says, if a release of Ninja Gaiden Sigma is evidence, we just have to wait for the later release and then we'll get everything. Like the Game of the Year version, Game Guru even says. So, you know, just wait. Instead of buying it, you know, used, just wait for the Game of the Year edition, which will probably have everything, and future DLC as well. So, the last story I kind of wanted to bring up, and the reason I'm bringing this up last is because I'm hoping people will call in and set me straight, because honestly, I'm not trying to troll on this one. And I'm honestly trying to understand it, and you got to realize that I don't usually play shooters, and I especially don't play multiplayer shooters on the PC. So to me, as somebody on the very outside of this community, this does not seem like a big deal. But apparently this is a deal breaker. And, you know, I am asking why. And I don't know why it shouldn't be a deal breaker. I don't know why it is a deal breaker. So that's kind of what this is about. Hot-Blooded Gaming reports that Infinity Ward has removed leveling up privileges from PC dedicated servers of Modern Warfare 3 in the name of control. Robert Bowling, who's the creative strategist at Infinity Ward, spoke out on the matter on Twitter, saying that the public servers are about progression, private is about control. The concern amongst PC gamers came following the release of an official FAQ on the PC version with a section on the fact saying only matchmaking in public games are ranked. So basically, you've got, you know, the ranking up, the ranking system and all that stuff. Those are available on the P2P servers that Infinity Ward are providing, much like how it works on consoles. But if you decide that you're going to play on some, you know, a dedicated server run by somebody else that's not Infinity Ward, they say, well, you know, we're not going to rank you. You know, it's not going to count towards your official stats because, I mean, who knows what you're running on that server. And that's the way it works on the console games as well, is that the ranked matches are, you know, follow all the rules, and the unranked matches, those are the ones where you can actually modify settings and stuff. Now, to me, that doesn't sound like such a bad idea. You know, if you're ranked, you should be on the ranked servers to rank up. But apparently this is a deal breaker. Like people were not already looking for reasons to bash on Activision on this one. This is apparently just like the worst thing in the world to ever happen. And I know part of it's probably because the PC gaming master race is tired of the consoleification of their gaming platform. They want to return to the way things were 10 years ago when everything was open and all that stuff. So basically I'm bringing it up because I'd like to know really why it's such a big issue, because none of the stories that I'm reading, they just assume that you understand why it's a big issue. They call it a bait and switch and all this stuff, and I don't see that. And so I think it's just because I'm removed from this situation, and that's why I call on my smart chat room to kind of help me and educate me on why I should be offended at not being able to use unranked servers to rank up my ranked character. So I'm looking through chat. Kaijudo says they took it out so people won't cheat. That doesn't sound so bad. Dark Tetsuya says sounds like it curbs cheating, so I'm failing to see the problem here. I think part of the little bit that I read is that I guess people don't like playing on the official servers because of it's because of lag and because the host has an advantage and all that stuff, and that's why they prefer dedicated servers that are run by other people that, you know, they play with their certain groups of friends, and they think it's lame they can't rank up without having to deal with host advantage lag and all that stuff. Kaijudo says, I'm not buying that game anyway, but if I was, that would not be a deal breaker at all. Breakman says, it sounds like they are mad because this is something that's normally done on consoles, not PCs. That's kind of part of what I'm thinking, is that, you know, they don't want to be like console. They hate the fact that they're consoleifying their PC gaming. They like having their own control over the servers, and, you know, which I can understand. You know, if you have a group of buddies that you enjoy playing with and you have a server that, you know, doesn't have douchebags on it, I can understand you wanting to play on that more often. That makes perfect sense. But, you know, if you can do whatever mods you want on that server, I don't see why you should be able to rank up. I mean, maybe that would be good for me, is I could go, you know, create a dedicated server that has, like, easy bots, and I can rank up to level 50 or whatever by just going up against them instead of normal people. I'd probably do that. But that'd be cheating. Now, Hitstun has a good point. Sounds fair to me, but let the unofficial servers get their own unofficial rankings. Now, that would be nice. I don't know if they've got that where, you know, maybe you can rank up and level up on that dedicated server, and it keeps its own server log, so you can do whatever you want there. That, I think, would be good. Big says, everything's still going to be the same. It's Call of Duty. Nothing ever changes. So anyway, we blew through those. That was kind of interesting. So Brad from Pod Culture, which he's got a show nominated in the Podcast Awards, says, wah, 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 get over it, cry baby. So we're going to take a quick music break, and then I'm going to open up the phones, because that's all that I had sitting here ready to bring up and talk about in the main portion of the show. So we're going to go into a quick music break, and then we're going to open up the phone line so you can call in and talk about, even if it was something I missed. Maybe you played Arkham City. Maybe you'd rather think we should talk about Battlefield 3 because it's coming out sooner than Modern Warfare 3. That's up to you. You'll be able to call in then. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com.
When I'm not putting a hit on the drongos, I'm listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show. He's a right cobber, mate.
The Sniper came out of sniping people to welcome you back to the Bobby Blackwell Show. Welcome back. If you want to leave a bumper, you can give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-888-36-GAME-1, toll-free in North America, and say something about, you know, your name or whatever, and coming back to the Bobby Blackwolf Show. Or you can email me, bumpers@bobbyblackwolf.com. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out the service. You can get a 14-day free trial, get a free audiobook, and that's yours to keep even if you cancel before the trial is over. There's like over 80,000 audiobooks, lots of stuff for you to that you can check out and make a free audiobook going to audibletrial.com/BobbyBlackwolf. And yes, even if you cancel before you have to pay, still benefits the show. Wonderful. So I'm going to open up our Skype line and our toll-free number. You can call in Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-888-36-GAME-1, toll-free in North America. And also, I'm also responding to things going on in chat, chat.allgames.com as well. And one of the other things that really happened, I didn't really put it in the show roll. I considered it, is because since I do cover Atlanta stuff, we will get into that after this. So we have a call here on the line. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Blackwell? This is Kaijudo.
Kaijudo, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Before I get to what I called about, I just want to make a quick comment about what you spoke about earlier with Call of Duty.
Okay.
You know, like I said in the chat, I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And one of the main reasons why I don't have a problem with it is not just for the cheating, but I remember Team Fortress 2 and Halo.
Right.
I remember like when Team Fortress 2, they still have this thing where you get hats or something for doing certain tasks, you know, kind of like achievements. And mm-hmm. there used to be all these like dedicated server rooms where it was just people trying to get those achievements. And I just wanted to get on the game and actually just play the game, you know,
right.
just play it like the way it's supposed to be played. And it was so annoying to get through all those servers. It was just rank-up servers, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm glad that Call of Duty's not going that route, because you would have a ton of rank-up servers before you can actually find a real dedicated server where they're playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what I'm calling about is I played Batman Arkham City.
Okay.
And I like it. It's a fun game. I never bought the original.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like it. Like, there was just something about the art style and... I'm not the biggest Batman fan, but when I played this Arkham City, I mean, I just like loved the game right away.
Doesn't it have the same art style though?
Yeah, it has the same art style, but I got caught up in the hype. You know, I mean,
okay.
People were like, they were saying it was open world, and I'm a big fan of open world, like sandbox type games.
Right.
So I was getting it just for that reason alone. And then when I played it, I'm like, yeah, you know, this isn't that bad. I mean, Batman looks like he's on steroids, and mm-hmm. everybody looks like extreme. Like, it reminds me of, you know, the Ren and Stimpy cartoons when they used to do like a close up on something.
Yeah.
And everything would be just like grossed out, and
right.
that's what that game looked like to me. So I never liked it for that reason, but just playing it, I'm enjoying it. I think it's
so. Do you think now? That, because you didn't like the graphic style and that turned you off from the first game. Now that you've played the second game that has the same art style, do you think you would go back to the first one?
I was thinking about playing the first one just as like a tutorial, because I mean, they throw you right in it. I mean, this game doesn't hold your hand. In fact, the book is just like, I think it's just 2 pages, and they don't even tell you like what you're supposed to be doing in the game. You know, and I started the game off on hard. And, you know, I bought the game new, so I had Catwoman and you know, little spoiler, you start the game off as Catwoman, and I mean, they just threw me right in the middle of like 10 guys or something just coming after me, and it literally took me like 45 minutes just to beat those 10 guys just because I didn't know what I was doing.
Press X to not die?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's something like that, but I mean, they just kept getting up. It's like, it's really hard to, like, I mean, you can get the upper hand on them and knock them down, but I mean, they just keep getting back up. It's like a zombie game. Mm-hmm. It's like you're just constantly, like, beating the crap out of these guys, and they stand, you know, they get right back up, and they come after you again. So either I'm doing something wrong, or...
Yeah, you're playing on hard.
Yeah.
Play it on easier difficulty.
Yeah, I'm only, like, 4% in. That's how hard this game is when you're playing it. But
well, you're playing it on hard.
Yeah.
It's supposed to.
But I'm not complaining about it.
Okay.
You know? I like that. And the last thing I just wanted to say was I've been reading information about it online, and one of the things that I don't think I'm going to like about the game, if this is true when I beat it, is that the enemies that you fight, they don't respawn back. So it's not really the sandbox open world Batman game that I thought it was going to be. But I'm enjoying the story so much, and enjoying.
You want Joker to come back to life after you throw him?
But not Joker. I just want the guys that you beat up in the street. I want them to come back because I love beating the crap out of those guys in the game.
So you start a new game on hard plus, and they will never die, so you don't have to worry about them respawning.
Right, you're right. But yeah, it's a good game, and also pick up Dungeon Defenders. That's another great game. I actually got it for all three systems, Xbox, PlayStation, and a PC. That's how much I love that game.
You bought it three times?
Yeah, three times.
What about it made you want to buy it three times?
It's just it's a game where it's a combination of tower defense, where RPG elements. It's like, I like the art style. I mean, everything looks like, you know, like little anime, cartoon type people. And it's just a fun game. And you have to play it with three other people. It's almost impossible to play the game alone, so that's another reason why I like it. It kind of forces you to team up with people.
Which is why you bought it on all three platforms, so you could play with different people.
Yeah, because unfortunately on Xbox, you can only play with people who own it on Xbox. They have cross-platform play coming out somewhere down the line where you're going to be able to, you know, PS3 people are going to be able to play PC people and people who have the game on their Android or their iPhone. So that's going to be fun. But if you're on Xbox, you're just locked out.
Thanks, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Thanks, Microsoft.
But yeah, right. I already took up enough time, man.
Yep. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Good night.
Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-888-36-GAME-1, toll-free in North America. People are saying the enemies do respawn in the streets. They respawn there. That's what Dungeon Buster says, and Blender. I'm just surprised he bought one game on three different platforms. That's a ringing endorsement of a game if I've ever seen one. You know, I think I have Portal 2 on two platforms, and that's because when you bought one, they gave you the other one free. So we have another call here on the line. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Oh, toot toot, blah, whatever. Yeah, Jim Sally Train. It's Jim Sally. What's up, buddy?
Jim Sally, you sound a little sick.
I'm really sick, dude. I had a rough week this week. I dropped my wallet in Lake Michigan doing some fishing, and they bet me that I couldn't go back in and get it. They were right. Water gets pretty cold, man. Don't kid yourself.
And you never got it back?
What? No, man. I never got it back. So I had to like cross the border because I went across the states, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to cross the border without any papers. And they checked everywhere for my wallet. You know what I mean? Like they checked everywhere, but they didn't have anything. So I was able to come across the border. Hobbling a little bit. It's a long story, Bobby. I don't want to get into that. You know what I want to get into, Bobby?
What do you want to get into?
These COD kids crying about their ranking. Ooh, I don't get to rank on my private server. Mm-hmm. That, what do they expect was going to happen? It's a ranking. Like, if you're not in the professional league or the professional servers, then it shouldn't count. I mean, I don't think the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs just take off to some high school, say they play a game, and then expect it to count for the NHL stats. Of course not, right? It's got to be, everything's got to be kind of sanctioned by the NHL.
Right.
So if Activision can't, I don't know what you want to call it, like you said, control, right? Like they can't.
That's their term, is control.
Yeah, if they don't have control over it, then it shouldn't count to their ranking. If I was ranked really high, with Activision, I would be insulted if some kids on a private server were able to get the same rank that I did, because what I did was legit and fair, and what they did could have been anything.
But that's the way PC gaming is, don't you understand?
It doesn't need to be like that anymore if consoles have taught us anything.
That's the problem. It's consoles.
If consoles have taught us anything, it's that consoles are better than PCs. They've taught us, if they've taught us anything. They've taught us that the way consoles do it is better, and that's how we should do it. Again, Activision leading the way in video game technology and ethics. Another great, great company.
Everybody direct your complaints to Sully at Bobby, or not Sully, to Jim Sally at BobbyBlackWolf.com, and I'll forward them to him because you're probably going to anger people.
Oh,
you're going to anger the PC Master Race.
Those PC Master, whatever. I was going to say some naughty term starting with Master, but I didn't. See that, kids? Oh, that's called control,
like
Activision expects you to have. PC gamers.
All right.
Also, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the excellent and brilliant move by Blizzard to sell Diablo with a one-year membership to World of Warcraft.
That is a good move.
It's a genius move.
I was
thinking about it when you were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And in reality, the only game that has any chance of killing World of Warcraft is Diablo 3.
Right.
I think, right? So why not? And probably most of the people that are going to buy Diablo 3 already have played World of Warcraft.
Right.
So why not lock them into both, right? If I lock them into both,
and you lock them in, you lock them in now. You lock them in now before Star Wars: The Old Republic comes out, and they can't quit. Wow.
Yeah, exactly right. Because that's the other game that could possibly do it right. So maybe I'll give it a try. It's a really good move on their part, and it is. You're not paying three times as much for Diablo like Bobby says you are.
You are.
Come on.
It's funny that they say you get it free if you pay for this, and if you don't play WoW. You're not getting Diablo for free. You're getting it for three times as much. Simple math.
Well, I know it's simple math, but you're not adding the other side of the equation. The other side of the equation is you don't just get Diablo. You get Diablo and a year's worth of WoW, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
We got to put stuff on both sides of the equal side.
Yeah, well,
that's how math works, man.
Yeah, but WoW is zero, so zero equals...
I agree. WoW is stupid. I did the two-week trial after they came out with the first expansion. It was the dumbest experience of my life. I can't believe they still make money off of that game. Oh, my God.
Jim Sally at BobbyBlackWolf.com. I will forward all the hate mail.
Go ahead and forward your stuff to be haters. I don't care. I just say it like it is, man. The only people I know that play WoW are the same people that play dedicated servers on Call of Duty. I'll tell you that much right now. Oh, jeez, make me cry, people. Makes me sick.
That makes you sick, as well as hypothermia in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, man, they're not kidding about that hypothermia, kids. That's for real, kids. That's for real. Barack Obama's taking care of drugs. Don't worry. But hypothermia, you're on your own, man. Do not jump in the lake.
Thanks for calling, Jim Sally. Get well soon.
I love you. Bye.
Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-888-36-GAME-1, toll-free in North America. Gamers hate everything. They're still talking about in Batman Arkham City about the respawning, because Kaijudo says that he still hasn't seen it, but it takes time. He's just being impatient. Bobby Blackwell Show, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is the PC Master Race.
The PC Master Race. Good. You can tell me why I'm supposed to be outraged about this.
Just for those who don't know, Xenocore. Anyway, just the fact that the consoles have their servers controlled for them doesn't necessarily mean it's the way to be done, because, granted, I understand why they're doing it, and you're supposed to have a referee if you want something going on fair. You got to have a level playing field. Yeah, the gamers bitch, oh, there's lag this and lag that. Everybody's got to roll that dice when they connect, so I don't have the issue with it. But that can't be done for every game. Certain games, you want some level of control, even if it's the players only care about the ranking. Some of the games are going to demand some level of personal control over your own domain. Such as, can you imagine if Minecraft got released and you could only play on the servers that they set up?
See, I didn't know that wasn't the case already.
Well, I mean, no, you can play Minecraft on a personal server. They either release the code. That game wouldn't work in that format. I'm just using it as an example. I'm not saying it's, so there are certain games to where having no ability to have your server of your own just won't work.
Okay.
So them saying consoles is the way to go is a bit overstating the situation. For this, for maybe games that are used in competitive first-person shooters, mm-hmm. by all means. But not for all games.
Well, I mean, and I think my chatter said it. Basically, all they said is that, you know, it's about them having control. Let me see if I can find this quote again. Public is about progression, private is about control. So if you have your private server, you have control over every aspect of the game, but to progress and rank up, you need to be on the public servers that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that everybody has a problem with, and that's the part I'm trying to figure out why people have a problem with that.
Because they're children.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing anyway. I mean, if there was really an issue with it, then you'd see the pro teams complain about this.
Mm-hmm.
There would be some complaint from the people who would actually make their money off of this stuff and use it for practicing their game. Granted, they probably all play in private matches anyway, so it's really not going to really affect them at all because they're all dealing with people of their same class. It's only going to affect the public. And you know, once they got your dollar, they're not really concerned about it. They're going to do whatever suits the majority of the players, not just a few who want to run their own.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take it easy.
Thank you. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-888-36-GAME-1. There's one person that's been actually trying to call like the entire night. So hopefully we're going to be able to get him in before we go on and talk to the award-nominated show that's coming on after us. So I was going to mention this a little bit. It didn't make our show roll, but because I do cover Atlanta stuff, you know, my hearts go out to all the employees that CCP Games laid off this week in their refocusing on EVE Online. The majority of those layoffs, about 100 of them, actually occurred in the Atlanta office here. Several people that I've had the pleasure of meeting out here in the local area with the gaming scene, they are now searching for work, and there are companies trying to step up and place them. It was about 120 people overall, but like 100 of them came out of the Atlanta office. It was mainly working on World of Darkness, and that's kind of why they kind of got rid of the World of Darkness team, and they're refocusing on EVE. So it's always sad to hear about layoffs like that. So this is going to be the last call tonight. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, this is X-Link.
X-Link, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, nothing much. I just want to say about the whole Diablo 3 thing really quickly. That's only for people who previous to October 18th had signed up already that was playing WoW. That's only for them. Anybody after that can't qualify for that that deal.
What?
Yeah, read the fine print.
So why did they announce it like yesterday?
They announced it back on Friday, and they announced that to the people for BlizzCon, mostly for the people in Blizzard who plays the game.
But Friday was still 2 days after the date that you're...
Yeah, I don't know why you said on the 18th, which would be Tuesday. I know they do usually do their patches and everything then, so I don't really as to know why you said on the 18th, but I was finding it interesting when I was bringing through all the fine print about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that then, you know, so if I went and said, oh, on Monday... You know, I'm going to, you know, get a WoW annual pass so I can get Diablo. I can't.
But you want to get any of the benefits from it? No. You want to get any of that? Yeah. Technically, if you read the fine print on there, that's what it says.
Now I'm sad. Now I don't care about pandas.
Sad panda, huh?
I don't care about pandas anymore.
As for Jim Sully, I do play WoW. I've been playing WoW for quite a bit. I do that a little bit on my off time, among other games that I play. And no, I don't play on private servers to level my characters or do anything through maybe Halo or Modern Warfare or any other stuff. I would actually be legit and do it through legal ways instead of illegal because I feel more proud of when I earn stuff through doing it right than doing it wrong. So,
yeah, you don't have to take him seriously.
Oh, no.
He's kind of sick
now. But, you know, it's sad to hear people are QQing and crying and moaning about this kind of stuff. It's like, really, seriously, do it right. Be proud of you, the fact that, you know, I got so many kills. I got this ranking because I was, you know, doing this through my, you know, my group of friends. You know, just be happy with what you, you know,
yeah.
You know, and instead of doing it, oh, I have to play on a private server because I want to be the best.
All right. Well, I appreciate the sad info about the entire first story of my show.
Yeah, sorry. I don't.
None of the media sites said that, because I mean, I read a couple of the articles about it.
Well, I was reading through a lot of this stuff because I was kind of intrigued myself. And, of course, I'm looking very forward to buying Diablo 3. In fact, I'm going to buy the collector's version because I really want all the bells and whistles with it, too. So I think they're really going to do a good job from what I've seen so far with it. So,
yeah, I'm going to buy – I'll probably get Diablo 3, just the regular game, kind of like what I did with StarCraft 2. You don't need to play WoW to enjoy those.
And I do, Bobby, personally, I do have a few games I play not only on the PC, but, like, for example, like Dragon's Age, I have been playing now on the Xbox, too, as well, which has been a lot of fun. So I do own multiple copies of some of my games.
All right. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. So that is all the calls that we're going to take tonight. Coming up next here on All Games Radio, the award-nominated podcastawards.com, along with the Geekspin. Orange Lounge Radio, three people out in Sacramento, California, who award-nominatingly talk about other games, and they talk about games for longer than I do, and we check in with them. Sacramento, are you guys there?
Hi, we're here, Bobby. How are you?
I am doing good. I used to like pandas.
I heard Xlink give you the bad news, and I can verify what he's saying. It's absolutely right. You have to have a active WoW account in good standing on October 18th. Now, I don't know if that means that you could have had a WoW account in the past, and don't forget, WoW is free to play to level 20 now, so I'm not sure if it's maybe you can be in that category, but if you're just now thinking of subbing to WoW for this deal, then this really isn't for you anyway. Like, this isn't for people that don't know what they want. It's a terrible deal.
I have a WoW account, but it was when a Chinese gold farmer hacked my Battle.net account and created a WoW account.
You might be able to do it. I'm not sure.
Because it's not an active account in good standing, I can tell you that.
Well, then probably not.
Because the way I learned about it is I got the email about how they had banned me. And I've never played WoW.
Happened to a lot of people that once they abandoned their accounts, they got hacked. You know, all these old accounts that were forgotten about. And that's probably where the gold farmers are making most of their bank, is from people who don't notice, so to speak.
So, but pandas... You seem, like, really upset over pandas.
I just kind of think there's better places they could have gone. I get the idea of them wanting to do a lighthearted expansion after something that was pretty dreary, the whole Cataclysm thing. So, you know, I'll get over it, but I just find the whole pandas going to Alliance and Horde really weird. But for me, there's so much other stuff to look forward to in the expansion, and some of the things they're doing with the end game. Like, they're really giving level cap players so much more to do than just raid dungeons or PvP. Mm-hmm. There's now the Pokemon thing. There's going to be the challenge dungeons. That's where you're capped on your gear, so it's all about skill.
And won't it be amazing when they start selling toys to go along with those Pokemon like pets? And then they'll have this thing they call a portal that you plug into your PC, and you'll have to buy those pets in order to actually use them in game.
To be fair, they already do sell the pets on the Blizzard store. In fact, what did I buy 2 years ago to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation? A Pandaren monk. So if I do decide I want to do a panda person to check out the new starting area, because new starting areas and expansions always kick butt, and like Golden Axe, it will be taking place on the back of a giant turtle for the beginning stage.
There you go.
But I will have a Pandaren monk pet, because I bought it in the store 2 weeks ago. So, yo, dog, I heard you like Pandaren monks, so I got you a Pandaren monk to go with your Pandaren monk while you play a monk.
See, I mean, I was watching the trailer. I'm like, they really did make this look like Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, like, it's... little silly, but I'm just trying to focus on all the other good news that's coming out of this expansion. You know, which granted, people that don't play WoW, and you know, you guys know I have a whole secondary show about Warcraft now, so we and kind of all things Blizzard, so we really get into this stuff. But I think that whole aspect of it is way more exciting to look forward to, and is kind of what I predicted on the show before BlizzCon. Just saying, the guild dungeon or the I keep saying guild challenges. It's dungeon challenges. Kind of predicted that. Sort of. I called that there would be a level syncing type of thing, and that's kind of what they're doing with it, and making old content new again. So.
And speaking of making old content new, remember, they did have a licensed game for Kung Fu Panda about, you know.
Did Activision have that?
Yes, yeah. 2008.
That's funny.
Hey, you know, got to really use those assets.
As dopey as the whole panda thing is to me, I got to admit, they do look really good. Like, you know, for an old engine... The art especially looks phenomenal. I'm just the whole Asian influence, you know, is gorgeous.
They might as well roll out the Saturday morning cartoon because that's where they're headed. Hey, how about in the next expansion we get transforming robots? How about that? That sounds awesome.
But here's the thing. That's why WoW continues to be so well-received is because lower-end computers can play it. And like Final Fantasy 14, I've got a friend who's been trying to roll a character because there's about four or five of us playing Final Fantasy 14 right now, and I got a friend who's trying to join it. His computer's not going to, because it's free right now. Oh, okay. I'm not going to continue after they start charging, but for the $25 to buy the game, it was worth checking out to see if it's any good again. Yeah. It's improved a lot. It's not, I don't think I can repeat what I called it on the show before. Mm-hmm. It's a word that rhymes with ducking garbage.
Right.
What I said on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that strongly about it anymore. Yeah. It's just, but there's a lot of places for improvement in Final Fantasy 14, a lot of places for improvement, and it's not for everyone.
So what else are you guys going to be talking about tonight other than BlizzCon?
Well, believe it or not, since thankfully I do have the second show, we don't have to talk too much about BlizzCon. We'll talk about some of the big stories that you've mentioned. But we got to talk about the Vita. Big news about the Vita this week. We're going to talk about the launch details for that.
February.
That's right. An old sporting franchise from the past is returning. I'm not talking about NBA Jam. I'm talking about the other one for football is coming back. And they actually kept it a secret, which is pretty exciting. PlayStation stuff mysteriously disappeared from Amazon, and, of course, rumors abound about not just the next Xbox now, but this week, PlayStation 4. Early rumors. I mean...
And more people getting hacked by FIFA.
Oh, I know, right? At least finally it's being reported. I know another friend of mine who wasn't really playing his Xbox got hacked. And I love reading the comments on the sites, because the comments are like, well, if people weren't stupid, pick passwords, and it's like... Okay, bro, until it happens to you.
Yeah. I've read things, because we haven't really talked about it on this show, because I always save it for the end. But essentially, like, I'm got to believe it's like some kind of vulnerability with EA servers, maybe. Because, like, it's even hitting people who claim that, you know, they're, you know, system administrators. They change all their passwords every month. It's a, you know, really complex password. So they're getting in some other way. And it's not a keylogger and stuff like that.
You know, I don't know, because I don't play a lot of EA, but then again, what's the other one? Burnout. So maybe.
Burnout, yeah. That connect. Anything that ever, like any demos now, all the EA demos now connect to the EA servers.
It's true. I did have the NBA Jam one on PS3. But, yeah, they're getting in somehow. So again, if you haven't changed your Xbox Live password in the past 2 months, you really need to do it. Wouldn't you rather do it and know you're going to be safe? I had $150 stolen and couldn't access my Xbox for 30 days. And I like to think I'm not an idiot, and I do pick pretty decent passwords.
Yeah.
So if you want to get locked out of Arkham City for 30 days because you just think you don't need to change your password, then more power to you, everybody. But I would just change it. I think you'd feel a little better.
All right. Well, all that stuff is coming up next on the award-nominated Orange Lounge Radio Podcast Awards.com. When do the when does it end?
The 27th. So vote every day, please. I mean, we really do need every vote counts. And, you know, there's lots of great gaming podcasts. So it looks like an independent will win no matter what the case is. But I'm not going to lie. Of course, we'd love it to be us. And it would be great for the network, too, because, right, you know, right, people will want to come check us out. And we'll certainly pimp all the other shows, including you and all the other all game shows. Yep. Try to be excellent.
Well, good luck with that. And I will talk to you guys next week. But have a good show tonight.
Thanks. Take care, Bobby.
So that is it for me. I will be back next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on All Games Radio at allgames.com, so you can catch us live and interact with the show directly. Leave a voicemail on any topic or a bumper for use in our show via our toll-free number 1-888-36-GAME-1 or emailing me an MP3 bumpers at bobbyblackwolf.com. We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/bobbyblackwolf, or I'm on Google+ as Bobby Blackwolf. Or you can go to bobbyblackwolf.com. There's an email form, feedback form. You can go there and tell me maybe why I'm wrong about Modern Warfare 3. Hey, just be a part of our community, allgamesnetwork@allgames.com. Our chat room, there's something going on every night and even during the day. If you like this show, tell a friend. If you hate the show, tell an enemy. I don't care. Just tell someone. Show's not for everybody, but it could be for somebody who doesn't know about it. But the live show wouldn't be able to make it work without the help of our wonderful chatter. So thank you very much, DC Nate, Derek H, GK128, Tiger Claw, Binary667, Bird, the Blue Guy, Doomplague, ESWAT, Fifth Dream, Hecht, Kitsune, Shadow Next Gen, Sully of War, THK, Wyland, AJYN for Life, Alt, Ash Fox, Big Papa D, Billy OK, Brad from Pod Culture, whose Geekspin is also nominated. So when you're voting for OLR, vote for him too. I think it's under Pod Safe Music. Breakman, CGU11, Cedabria, D5T, Dark Tetsuya, Dark Towagak, Das Niche, Dungeon Buster, Eric RPG, SG, Firecube, Frank Branches, GameGuru, Havoc978, Hey Jude, Hitstun, Blender, Jim Sally, Kaijudo, Kazan, MattCube, Melted General, Necromoss, Ranma, Ruben, Six, Sky, Spyro, TDB30, Tedekin, THK, True, WhatUpG, Wilcon, Xenocore, Zappy, Zeba, and Zether. So that is it for me. I will be back next week. I still like pandas. I still want to go down and see the baby panda down in Zoo Atlanta and stuff. But I don't know. Not enough to make me play World of Warcraft. See you next week. Bye.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the opinions of All Games Radio or your mom, although if Bobby said it, it really should be. This has been a production of Bobby Blackwolf Studios for All Games Radio.